Okay, here we go. Three short ideas with the Rachman Shivka Rebbe Shlita Parshas Baal Loischa Tavshin Pei Gimel Alein Shmei Lui Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Rav Gavriel Pichas. The first idea comes to us from the previous Rachman Shivka Rebbe. The opening pasuk to our parsha Baal Loischa Saneros. You shall light up, lift up the candles. Rashi says very famously from Chazal, Shetzorich Lahalik At Shetehei Shalheves Oleh Me'aleh. And when you light, you should make sure the light, and that in order that the light should be able to go up by itself. Leave your hand there enough time in order that the light should be able to go by itself. Beautiful Zusha song, Achetehei, check it out. But says the Rachman Shtivka Rebbe, beautiful idea. And he says, hidden in these words of the Pasuk, Balo Yischa Yisaneiros, Amul Pnei Amanora, Yiyu Shiva Saneiros. There's actually an Eitzah before, what to do before davening. There's an Eitzah to learn Torah before davening. Shesh Bezek Sas Rebbez Lamalas, Limu V'Torah Lefnei HaTfila. Where do you see that, Mirzov? Right over here. Because if you look, we know that the Pasuk says in Mishlei Vavchav Beis, Ki Neh Mirtzah V'Torah Or. When it comes to Ner, Menorah, comes to light, anytime there's something, a reference to Ner, refers to Torah. Says the Rabbi, beautiful idea. Ba'alo Yischa Seneiros, Hainu, Ki Shetamo Lailos Ner Mirtzah Tatfilah. You're about to lift up your Neros, you're about to lift up and dive into the Rabbonu Shalom. What should you do? Or a menorah who remembers all our Torah. And you make sure to study Torah. The order Torah, but Vabatsu Chafei Amabez. And Ya'ir Ner Mitzvah, Zedu Tefila. Fire yourself up for Torah. You want to make sure that the fire is going. Shalheves Oleh Me'aleh. It doesn't refer to the Torah. First to the Tefila. Baloscha Saneros. Make sure you learn Torah before. So when you're Ish and you're davening to the Ribbono Shalom, you're on fire for the Ribbono Shalom. This is actually brought down by the Osram HaKadoshim as well, but it's a tremendous Eitzah. I know when it comes to my davening, my davening is always better when you're able to learn before. Refers to the Tefillah. What's the remez before? Make sure to study Torah and to learn Torah, and your tefillah will be a different tefillah, beautiful itzav of the rabbi. Idea number two. Idea number two comes to the Kedushas Levi. We said it earlier, we'll say it again. It says that Rashi, it says it five times, B'nai Yisrael, in this Pasuk, in Chesu test. Why five times? To show how much beloved and how loved and cherished the Jewish people are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the Kedushas Levi, Lama Dafka Pasuk Zenemar Inu Chibasun Shai Yisrael. Why Dafka here? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep and desire to show his love for the Jewish people. Says the Kedushas Levi, beautiful insight. We just talked about HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing the Levim and the Kohanim to be his children, to be his. And you might think that they come at the expense of everybody else. No. Sheim Chavizim Levnei Hashem Ezech Yoshim Shai Yisrael. Lachin Odin HaKadosh Torah HaKadosh Taika Kad Chibasun Shai Yisrael Lomar Shekulom Chavim Levnei Hashem Ezech B'Shava. Look at what the Parsha is talking right before. Parsha is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing the Levim. The only reason the Levim are chosen is because they were mechaper for the Inchei Eagle. But that doesn't come at the expense of your love for every other Jew, for every other Jew in the family, right? If you have your own children, and they're very, very quick to see if you're treating another child with more love. But to Ribbono Shel Olam, Haboy Chabon Ma'isra B'Yahava. Yes, the Levim have a special apple on the eye for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that doesn't take away the expense of every Jew who is so beloved by the Ribbono Shel Olam. To remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great love for us. The final, third, and final idea from more of a Shemesh, Yudal Af by the Misoinim, Vayam Ki Misoinim Rab Oznei Hashem. We know from Zal Pleskin, Rashi quotes that they were crying about nothing. But says that more of a Shemesh, beautiful insight. What happens right after? They start complaining about the mon. Vayam Ki Misoinim Rab Oznei Hashem. Vativar Bam Ish Hashem. They're asking for food. So he says, where did that taiva for achila, where did that taiva for all those taivas come from? It comes from complaining. When a person is sad, when a person is depressed, when a person is down, that's when the desire, that's when the yitzhar can get in. But if a person is besimcha, when a person is joyous and happy, and in a good mood, and a positive and optimistic, the taivas can't get in. They go hand in hand, says Morva Shemesh. Our job is to be so strict, to be so, look at the lush of the Zohar. Zohar says, sha'atzvus, hu shemetz avodah zarah. The Zohar says, sadness is a schmatz, it's a shtick avodah zarah. But we stay strong with simcha. We'll make sure the taivas, especially before the summer, to make sure very stay besimcha. Meaning the shtusa, whatever helps us get besimcha. Then the Rabbi Nachman tells us we'll be able to fight off all the taivas and live strong Jewish lives. Let's review these three ideas. We start off the first idea, the Nachman Shev Rebbe, making sure to learn Torah before we daven. Halos chasaneiros. When a person is making to learn to daven, then shalheves me'alel refers to the tefillah. Then your tefillah will be on a different level. And the Sfarim Kedoshim, I believe, in the Mor Shemesh and the Mor Inayim also talk about the greatness and the importance of that. Kiddush Slavi says Dafka. Why does it say Dafka five times? But talk b'nei Yisrael by the Levim. Because Rashi says Chachosho Chadosh Baruch Hu is great love for us. Why Dafka here? Because you might think Chadosh Baruch Hu chose the Levim at the expense of the Jewish people. No, Chadosh Baruch Hu loves every single Jew. Specifically here, Chadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show you right after Chadosh Baruch Hu cemented and sanctified the Levim to show you the Chadosh Baruch Hu's love for every Yid, not the expense. But the Levim have a different. they were the kapar for the Chedei Egel. Baruch Hashem loves every single Jew, no matter what. And then on the same level, and finally, the third and final idea, by the Ramar of Hashem, and he called Taivas Haros. All the Taivas that came after that comes from Atzvas. They were complaining and leading to sadness. When a person's joy and happy and simple and positive, those desires don't get him. Make sure to learn as much as we can before we daven. The davening will be a different davening. To remember Chadosh Baruch Hu's great love for every single Jew, no matter what. And to remember to stay forever far away from sadness, because that only leads to taiva, will lead to simcha, will lead to a holy life.